Today I'm here with Callum Scott. He's a singer and songwriter.
Yep.
So I guess first of all, can you actually just introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. My name's Callum Scott. I'm just turned 29, which kills me to say. I have been singing for maybe 5 or 6 years, not very long really in the scheme of things. I released a cover of a song by Robin called Dancing On My Own, which I feel like we've now, I think the last time I remember checking with my manager, we've now sold over 5.5 million worldwide, went to number 2 in the UK, and went to number 1 in 6 or 8 different countries, which got me noticed by Capitol Records, who I'm now signed with over in LA, and have now completed my debut album with them to be released early next year, with a follow-up single to be released on the 17th of November called You Are The Reason.
What inspires you when you're writing songs? Like, what sort of stuff can we expect to hear in your music? Like, yeah, what inspires you?
Inspirations are life, really. I feel like when I first started to songwrite, it was kind of difficult, and I didn't think that I was cut out for it, but I tried to be more honest and put my own life experiences and my own emotions into the songs. And when I started doing that, it became a bit of a therapy. And so I started to write about things that upset me, or things that make me smile, or things that I miss, or people I've met along the road and along the journey. And ever since I started writing very sort of organically and from actual scenarios that have happened or from life experience, it actually became quite easy. So the whole album is very honest and a bit of a personal account from me of from growing up all the way to, you know, today, really.
I want to know, what was it like to perform at the 2016 Paralympics closing ceremony? How did that make you feel?
Terrified. I visited the bathroom a number of times before I went on stage. I remember being asked to do that and just feeling like it was a dream. And then the closer we got, and you know, when we was on the plane to Brazil, to Rio de Janeiro to do that, it really did start sinking in. And I got the opportunity to sing with one of Brazil's superstars called Ivete Sangalo, who we did a duet with for the Paralympics theme song. And I performed in the Maracana Stadium, which holds 40,000 people, in front of all the Paralympians. And it was a very, a massive privilege for me and an honour to sing in front of such incredible people, as well as singing with one of Brazil's superstars, as well as singing in the Maracana Stadium. It was just a dream come true. I even remember very vividly the stage manager when we were stood behind. I mean, I'd rehearsed in the stadium, but an empty stadium doesn't feel anywhere near as intimidating. And I remember the stage manager had said, "Don't look beyond the curtain until you are ready to walk out, because it's quite intimidating." And as soon as he said that, I looked straight out from beyond the curtain. And very nearly didn't go on, if I'm honest, because of how terrifying it looked. But it was one of the most memorable and most privileged performances of my life, I reckon.
That's really cool.
Thank you.
What sort of music do you like to listen to? So who are your favourite artists?
My big favourite artist is Adele. Always loved her music, always loved how real she is and her personality. She's funny, she's got that kind of personality where after she sang these incredible songs, you almost feel like you could just pop down to the pub with her for a little pint and a pie. She seems like such a personable person. And her songwriting is beautiful. Her voice is incredible. And I think I've always loved big voice singers, because when we was younger, my mum would put, you know, in the car, me and my sister would be traveling around with my mum, and she'd put Celine Dion and Whitney Houston and Shirley Bassey and all these big singers. Yeah. And I think that's where I had like a sort of like a seed that was planted. And as soon as I discovered that I could sing, I think it just grew because for me, singing came very organically, very naturally. And I think it was a seed that my mum planted. But bless her, it's been the best seed that she has. And that's probably why I've got the style of singing I have and why I gravitate to that kind of a singer. I mean, I love Sam Smith. I love Ed Sheeran. One of my favourite bands is Coldplay. These big, big singers, you know.
Who would you say is like your biggest inspiration in the music industry? And it's kind of similar to the last.
No, I mean, I do have an answer for that. When I was younger, the only person I can remember that I followed throughout their career and up until now as well is Michael Jackson. And one of the reasons why is because as a kid, I used to idolize him, his dance moves, his style. He was kind of like a living legend. And everybody wanted to see him or meet him or be like him, move like him, dress like him. And there was so many people who was influenced by his music, and you start fast-forwarding like Justin Timberlake and all these guys that have taken, influence from him. But one of the things I really, really loved about him, apart from his incredible talent, was that one of his things was he wanted to change the world with his music. And I think as cheesy as that might sound, I think it's really beautiful. And I think because I had such a reaction with dancing on my own, and especially within the LGBT community, where the guys had picked up that I'd purposefully chosen to keep the pronouns the same to make it from a man's point of view. I think, you know, with that much sort of with people messaging me saying that they've found the strength to come out to their parents, or they've found the strength to be confident in themselves and in their own skin and all that kind of stuff, it almost makes me wanna follow that ambition that he had. And if you can write a song that changes people's perceptions or makes people feel more accepted or whatever it is, and just spreading a bit of love, I feel like that's a beautiful way to use your talent, you know, as a medicine to heal the world.
What advice or reassurance would you give to people who are like maybe struggling with their identity, especially in terms of like their sexuality?
It's a tough one because people are ready when they're ready. And I think one thing with me that I really struggled with is I've always had a struggle with talking about my sexuality. I had it when I was talking to friends when I was very young, and I was abandoned for it. And so from then I never really wanted to talk about it. I felt awkward every time relationships were brought up. I only told my dad, who lives in Canada, 2 years ago. So I've really, really struggled with it. And you know, even though my friends and family around me were, you know, loving and reassuring and were saying, you know, there's it's fine, nobody's judging you, you still feel that pressure because outside of your bubble there are people who, unfortunately, some people don't, you know, don't accept it and do struggle to understand. So I would just say, you know, to put your faith in the people that you love and that you trust. And understand that there is a lot of love in the world. I know that sometimes, either on the news or in some communities, some cultures, being gay or lesbian or bi or trans or whatever is difficult. And sometimes, that's something that people feel they have to suppress. And what I would say is, if you can surround yourself with people who love you and you can trust, revel in that support. I sort of had to overcome quite a lot of barriers and was almost forced because of, you know, being put in the spotlight. I was just a normal lad from Hull, and then all of a sudden I'm known, you know, for my music across the world, and that put a spotlight on my personal life. And so I felt like I had to talk about it before I was ready, but through music I was able to sort of empower myself, really. And I wrote a song about that, and about being terrified of telling the press and about the wider public, and actually thinking, you know what, if it's wrong, then I don't want to be right, you know. And that's one of the lyrics from my song, is trying to take it and use it as an empowering message. And if there isn't, you know, if there isn't those people around you, I know some people don't have that support. There is support out there on the internet. I know there's a website called switchboard.lgbt that do incredible work in working with people who don't feel that they can talk confidently about their sexuality. And if anybody's going through that, I encourage them to visit that website.
If you could perform anywhere in the world, where would it be and why?
I have a massive need to perform at the Royal Albert Hall. I feel that would be an amazing venue to play. I've seen so many people play there on TV and all that kind of stuff. And only actually seen Ed Sheeran perform there live. But I would love to perform there. The grandeur of the venue is just unreal to me. So I would love to perform there. Having been signed in LA, I would love to play in the Hollywood Bowl because I think that would just be insane. There's plenty of places I would love to perform. I've said a lot of times I can't wait to tour Europe to be able to perform in all these beautiful different venues. You know, obviously in the UK the venues are very modern and lovely, but maybe like performing in like amphitheatres and coliseums and all that kind of stuff would be amazing. But just anywhere where they'll have me, basically.
Where do you see yourself like in the next life? Maybe like five years.
Hopefully not behind a till. That's where I had my very first job in Asda. Hopefully not there. I would love to in 5 years time would have loved to have made a couple of albums, studio albums, maybe a couple of live albums. I would love to have toured the world at least once and seen as many places and sang to as many people as I can. But my aim, you know, within this year and next is to get my album out there and to show people that, you know, I've got a lot to offer, you know, in terms of my songwriting and my music. And I just want to visit as much of my fan base that have been so incredibly loyal and supportive. And sing to as many of those guys as I can.
How do you hope to maybe inspire people with your music?
I would like people to think that after hearing my story and hearing where I started, would like people to know that I've found life, you know, in certain ways very difficult, and especially growing up and especially with my sexuality, that being the highlight really of my troubles, that I've struggled and I've found it hard, and I'm just the same as everybody else. I'm just as normal as everybody else. I go through the same pressures and the same stress as everybody else. It comes in different forms, but I am exactly the same. And that's what I love about my relationship with my audience, is that I try and make myself as relatable as I can. So I'm hoping that my songwriting, that they see it comes from a very genuine place, and that they can listen to songs that I've written and go, I know exactly how that feels, and then we share that connection. And I hope to inspire people for the rest of my career.
What's the weirdest question you've been asked in an interview?
What's the weirdest question I've been asked in an interview? I've been asked a lot of random things, actually. I've been asked, I've been proposed to. And I've been asked if I can sing at our wedding, and I was like, oh, I had no idea I was getting wed, let alone that I was singing at it. It's funny as well with my sexuality. I was doing an interview with some people, and this was before I was really like comfortable with my sexuality, and so they'd said, you know, our co-host is, you know, single, you're single. Do you have any advice? And I was like, clearly not, because I'm still single. And he'd said, well, do you have Tinder? And I was like, yes. And he said, right, well, what's your favourite kind of girl? Well, I said, I don't really bat for that team. So he said, what does that mean? So I was like, I can't. How do I put this? So I said, well, put it this way, I look for masculinity. So he'd said, a masculine woman. And I was like, I can't do this. I cannot do this. And so I just had to be like, I'm gay. And he was like, oh, okay. And then we sort of skipped over that. But that was probably the most awkward question I've been asked. But yeah, I've got some beautiful fans. I've got some very hardcore fans. And I get asked quite a lot of random questions. Some might not be appropriate for this publication, but... But yeah, probably the weirdest one I got was asking if I like a masculine woman. That was very strange.
What's the most valuable piece of advice in life and generally that you've ever been given?
I remember my grandma pretty much shaped me as a man and as a human being. And I always respected my grandma probably more than anybody else in my life. And my grandma was always full of tiny little bits of advice like, just be yourself. And the most important thing is to be happy. Little things like that, I think, is it can sometimes be overlooked, because I think sometimes people are looking for advice that is almost like a guidebook to be able to live better or live happier. And I think you have to be yourself first and foremost, because I've been through a lot of trying to hide who I am and trying to avoid who I am. But embracing who I am, I've never been happier. And again, with the advice almost bridging into the music side of it, is just enjoy yourself, because, you know, these talent shows like that I was on, and the music industry and the pressures I've gone through, if you don't enjoy yourself, then it can seem tedious and hard work. And I think, you know, for me, especially with the show, I only had 3 performances, and I did sit there and I did worry and I did panic and I did get upset and I did laugh and love what I did as well. But I think having gone through that experience, I would just say to anybody who is looking to go on a talent show or is looking to get into the music industry, or in fact, I suppose just general advice, is just first and foremost, you have to do what makes you happy. Because if you love what you do, then everything else is a bonus.
I think that's a really nice way to end.
Yeah, a lovely way to end, I think. Very philosophical.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.